Favorite car votes. Get your favorite car votes here.
Joey Whiteswift is from Waco, Texas. He came to Springfield for the Edsel Owners Club's 45th annual convention. He's collecting votes for the 15 cars on display.
When I was 10 years old, we saw an Edsel driving down the highway, and my mother pointed at it, and she told me that I will never see another one of those cars again, and it was at that point that I said, that's the car I want.
The Edsel was a running joke long before Whiteswift was born. He turns 16 next month. He has yet to procure his dream car. While most his age would want a new vehicle, he says the Edsel's uniqueness appeals to him, that it was ahead of its time. Whiteswift says he wasn't into cars until he became obsessed with this one.
It appears everywhere I go, I sell people on the Edsel. I started with my family, and so I sold my father on it for sure. He wants an Edsel now. So we already are going to have to get two.
A few steps away, Herb Weiss from Killdeer in Lake County is showing off his 1958 Edsel Pacer convertible. It's rare. Less than 2,000 of this specific model were ever made. The car is red with black detailing on the outside and white and red vinyl seats on the inside.
The engine, everything was original, with a few personal additions from the previous owner, you know, that we took off and we brought everything, like I said, back to original.
Weiss says he likes the car for its clean lines. He's entered it in a couple of contests. It won Best in Show at both. It has a bit of a boxy look, with the signature four headlights on the front and two vertical oval shapes in the middle of the grille, features that set the Edsel apart. This is Weiss's first and only Edsel. He says he had friends in high school with ones, and they were often laughed at for it. And, as Weiss explains, it's taken a while for the car to grow on his family as well.
My wife won't let me have too many cars. If I get another one, it has to be a 57 T-Bird, so that's the next one.
Why not go with the T-Bird in the first place?
I was supposed to. And when I came home and brought this, my wife said, "What's that?" I said, "I'm not getting in that."
Mike Nisley is from the western Illinois town of Mount Sterling. He's sitting under a tent surrounded by Edsel car parts that he's cleaning with paper towels and Windex. This stuff belonged to his dad, who passed away earlier this year.
He had a 58 when he started, and then it became an obsession, and now he has all kinds of them. Station wagons, two doors, four doors, convertibles, he has all kinds of them. We're selling them all off.
Were Edsels something that you got into as well?
No, not at all. And no, they wasn't ever my dream car, but my dad sure loved them.
For Reg Brown, the Edsel is also a reminder of his father, who recently passed away at the age of 96. His dad was Roy Brown, the car's designer. Brown says his dad's career with Ford was an overall successful one. His skills went to use on other cars as well.
If you're in England, everybody remembers the Cortina because they sold like 3 million of them. But he also was involved in the Lincoln Futura show car in 1955, and we all know that as the Batmobile.
Brown says despite rumors about the Edsel being a lemon, groups like the Edsel Owners Club are proof the cars run well when maintained properly. The market failure in the 1950s meant the Edsel was more a case of the wrong car being produced at the wrong time, says Brown. The Edsel's flop often overshadows innovative features, such as warning lights to tell the driver when it was low on oil or if the engine was getting too hot. Brown, who lives in a boat off the coast of South Carolina, says he started attending car shows in part to set the record straight about the Edsel. And he's found a community of people across the country who appreciate his dad's creation as much as he does.
A lot of us are a little odd because of the brand that we have chosen. You know, there's millions and millions of Chevy fans, but there's only a few thousand Edsel fans. So we sort of stand out. We don't ask everybody to love them, we just love them.
And when it's time to go home from this car show, Brown will get in an Edsel previously owned by his father and drive the 900 miles back to South Carolina. I'm Rachel Otwell.